Well, I don't know if you are aware, today is January 6th. January 6th marks the Christian celebration of Epiphany. An awareness, the aha moment, the flash of discovery. In the poet's sentiments, we returned to our places, these kingdoms, but no longer at ease there. And I say, who says that ease is our primary sensibility, or that it's the attitude that we reach when we come out of discovery? Certainly, many of the religions exist to help us deal with exactly that very struggle, human unease or dis-ease. But we are here now to look at those trials and tribulations and to make our way with new aplomb into 2013. My yoga teacher reminded me the other day that we are entering into a new era, that indeed now, she said, this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. As we come into 2013, it's a time for interdependence, cooperation, a greater good, abundance, all of those things that we value. Whether or not we call it Aquarius, it's obvious that something new is upon us. And we are welcome to have our own understanding of what that is, what that means, how we deal with the world that we live in, whether we delve more deeply into our spiritual selves, whether we make ourselves more useful in this hurting world, or whether we do the best we can at finding some sort of balance between the two. I don't do resolutions, but I'm noticing that more and more folks these days are also moving away from that whole idea. To me, resolutions seem to insist on a forced idea of perfection that is not only impossible, but also not leading to a place of growth and peace. Wise Buddhist nun and teacher Pema Chodron reminds us that learning how to be kind to ourselves is important. When we look into our own hearts and begin to discover what is confused and what is brilliant, what is bitter and what is sweet, it isn't just ourselves that we're discovering. We're discovering the universe. She says, when we discover the Buddha that we are, we realize that everything and everyone is Buddha. We discover that everything is awake and everyone is awake. Everything and everyone is precious and whole and good. When we regard thoughts and emotions with humor and openness, that is how we perceive the universe. And as I pay attention to Pema Chodron's words, I realize I haven't quite reached that level of enlightenment on a regular basis. But I'm noticing that I'm still reaping the benefits of my sabbatical that began a year ago this very week. I've discovered that I've found opportunities to give to myself, to practice discovery for the gift of kindness, and I have found grace both in myself and all around. I believe that we will all benefit more by doing that sort of epiphany gifting. Epiphanies then will abound. I also believe that we can make changes in our lives, changes that will improve our lives by adopting healthier practices and attitudes. But these changes don't come through resolve, but through minute upon minute of every thought and action of how we live out those principles, how we each discover and use our own theology. So my little piece of paper that I put over there somewhere, I think it's, Colleen, I'll have you get it. It's down by the pencil down there. I did write on it already, and folded up. And I know I wrote three words. It's obvious that I can't write a treatise on here. I can't put my little essay in little tiny words. Some of you may be trying to do that right now. You can try to do that if you want to, or you can write one word, or even imagine that word on the paper, or imagine that essay. I'm not going to be able to use this as a journal, but I can think that way. But I can focus the angst that I've been hanging on to. Really look at what it's about, which I'm imagining, I'm just going to tell you mine, that I'm imagining as a fear of a whole new year ahead with new decisions to be made, new challenges to face, new learnings to munch on. I'm trying to use a positive thought of that. There are going to be new things happening, and I don't know what they are. And so here is the place, right now, in this place altogether, that offers the formal, sacramental place in which to lay these burdens down. Here is our ceremony of leaving behind. 2012 is gone. Bless it for all it gave to us. Pay attention to what you learned from it. But leave there old ways of doing things, of being. Remember that by letting go of certainties, we discover, we grow, we uncover those creative gifts of the long, hard journey. And so now I invite you to, I hope you wrote something or you imagine what it is that you just move from here to here onto your paper or from here to here. And I invite you to come forward, beginning with the first rows, and come from the outside to the center and walk back down the center. And we will burn off and let go. I invite you to join me in an attitude of prayer. And actually, there is a response. So when I say back to the source, then I invite you to respond with return, return, return. For the year we have left behind, we give our acknowledgement and our gratitude. We let it go back to the source. Return, return, return. For all the pain and suffering we have experienced and to which we have witnessed in others, we let it go back to the source. Return, return, return. For all the hurt and misunderstanding of our own selves to which we cling out of fear, we let go back to the source. Return, return, return. For all that we love but must let go back to the source, return, return, return. Amen.